Sir, people, welcome to the third episode of The Very Bit Perspective, a podcast where you'll find a bunch of teenagers expressing their opinion on, well, basically anything you want. This episode is based on the question that, how do millionaires get away with taxes? Stick around till the end and hopefully we'll answer that question. I have with me today two of my buddies, Kushagra and Vansh.
Hey guys, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Shall we begin, boys?
नहीं बे कल करते हैं अभी नींद आ रहा है मेरे को 12 बज गए हैं
इसको बाहर निकालो बट बट वेल इफ दैट्स सेटल्ड ओके देन मूविंग अहेड आई डोंट नो वेदर यू वर अंडर अ रॉक और इन अ क्रायोजेनिक चेंबर समवेयर बट फॉर दोस हु डोंट नो हु इज अ मिलियनेयर वेल इट्स समवन विद अ लॉट ऑफ मनी टू बी प्रिसाइज समवन हुज नेट वर्थ एक्सीड्स अ मिलियन यूनिट्स इन अ करेंसी वेल
आई गेस अंबानी वुड हैव बीन इनफ टू डिफाइन दैट
We are not considering examples right now, man. Wait. Okay then. So, well, the basic understanding is the more money you make, the more taxes you should pay, right? Not necessarily. While in most of the countries, the tax code is structured so that the high earners pay a high tax rate, but the wealthy often find loopholes and they take advantages of the laws that enable them to lower the effective tax rate. Let's take an example now. Donald Trump declared a loss of $916 million in 1995. And that was enough to, like, he could have avoided paying taxes for a straight 18 years. And just on the side, after that kind of loss, the assets that Mr. Trump has right now, wow, man, what a lucky man. Coming to our own country. I don't think that we are lacking anywhere in ghotalas, but the fact that there is such a wide wealth and tax inequality, I think that no further statement should be made on the financial condition of India.
My grades hit rock bottom a few years back, but now coming to think of them, they were still higher than India's current GDP.
That's harsh, man. But yeah, I think that we should take others' opinions on this also. So moving ahead to you guys. First of all, Kushagra, man, you there?
Yeah, man.
Hey, so what do you think? Is this thing real or is it just a topic that is overly exaggerated by people and news outlets? The millionaires not paying taxes and stuff.
Okay. First of all, I like to say that taxes are not a bad thing. It's just a token given to the government to run and organize a society. It becomes a bad thing only when those in government have selfish interests. However, taxes can become overbearing for the people, of course. Now, coming to your question, is it a real thing or a fiction that millionaires do not pay taxes, right? So I'll say, of course, it's true, because that's how the middle class is fooled when the idea of taxing the rich encapsulated is sold to them. When governments want to raise taxes, they always begin saying that the taxes are for the rich. Nobody ever admits that it's the poor and the working class that will pay it. So when this tax the rich idea is sold to the people, they support it. But when the legislation is being drafted, the rich use their connections to include some loopholes. Even Warren Buffett, at world's sixth richest position, in an interview said that he pays less tax than his secretary. So I hope you all can relate it. So people with seven-digit status do not pay taxes until and unless we take them into the part of Harry Potter.
Gringotts.
Hey, wow, man, what a...
Shut up, man.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so man, Vansh, does this whole thing like affect the economic conditions of a country? And if it does, then to what extent?
Yeah, Revanth, it does. In 1980s, there were near about 140 billionaires. Today, according to the 34th annual Forbes list of the world billionaires, there are 2,095 billionaires with almost 30 times more wealth. Everyone now knows the common rhetoric of the 1% very well, where the global elites take up 99% of the wealth and the 99% are left with the 1%.
Yeah, right.
Billionaires are the 0.0001%. To better explain, if a country was to be found, including these billionaires, then that country would be the 8th wealthiest in the world.
Wow, great fact, dude.
In 1978, there were no Chinese billionaires. It was the world's largest country with the most extreme poverty. By 2017, they were minting 2 billionaires a week. This amount of wealth and influence has made them the symbol of inequality. We are seeing the rise of millionaires because of the increasing growth of the global scale economy. Even for billionaires, there is a large wealth gap among them. We talk about wage inequality. The vast 94% are worth 10 billion or less. 5% of them are worth between 10 to 30 billion dollars. The 1% are mega billionaires worth, we're talking about the penthouse over the penthouse, man. These are mega billionaires worth around more than 30 billion dollars. So the richer you are nowadays, your income comes from capital than labor. What happens is that, I'm not joking, money grows money. It's like when you keep the money closed in a, when you keep the money in a closed room, the money has fun and it reproduces itself. Yeah. You know which type of fun I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's my take on it.
Wow, man. Accepting that, Kushag, how is it possible that these millionaires get away with not paying taxes? Keeping in mind that basically the whole world has an eye on their finances.
Yeah. So actually, there are many reasons for your question, Rivan. But at the moment, I would like to highlight just a few of them. Moving on to the first point, that is their influence on the world of politics. They dominate the political aspects of their respective countries to ensure that their interests are protected. The rich finance political candidates. Not that they bribe them with money to support their views. Instead, they look for the people who naturally support their views and finance them as much as they can. There have been several cases in history where the rich have overturned political elections, especially when there is a candidate threatening to destroy the business they have spent their entire life building into. Otherwise, why would they? They will flight as much as money as they can muster, and in many cases, they eventually have their way. So by supporting politicians that they understand and support their interests, the rich avoid being targeted by the government. Also, there are activities that rich people get involved in for the good of the society that is supposed to be the work of the government, not theirs. In many countries, the rich can take up social responsibility and because of that, skip taxes. In some cases, taxes are reduced, while in some of them, a complete exemption is seen. As an example, a rich man in an African country who runs a business that heavily relies on the road transport, deciding to fix the roads on behalf of the government. And yes, he got a tax deduction based on that. So yes, this is the fact. Another reason for this is that the rich are not recognized as individuals. This is a very important thing that I would like to highlight. That is why they have no income as such. And that is why they pay zero taxes. So let us see how do they do it. I'll tell you this by a simplified explanation to make you understand. Like if a rich man has a company that generates revenue, he will not register himself as an employee of that company like others. Every convenience of his will be a part of the company's expenses. He positions himself to be an asset of the company, not the employer, not the employee. So when the company is taxed, that is all the taxes he'll pay. He's not an individual. He's an asset of the company. Most taxes taken from the company are on the profit, which is their revenue minus expenses, as we all know that. Since the rich already enjoy all that they want from life out of the company's expenses, the tax on their profit will only affect the future of their business and not their own lifestyle. And of course, the government wants their companies to keep prospering. So yeah, these are some of the ideas and fundamentals behind the rich not paying taxes. And you could get angry about this, but this won't change anything, I feel.
Yeah. True, man. So, well, I believe that we should end with Vansh. Vansh, any particular reforms that can be made and can they keep a check on this issue?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So while the wealth glitters on the surface, it is rotten beneath. We've seen that in the Gilded Age, as termed by Mark Twain, Carnegie, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller got rich from their political connections, consolidating industries into trusts and exploiting workers, and were barely taxed. Even now, billionaire Warren Buffett, CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, has repeatedly pointed out the disparity, advocating that rich Americans pay higher taxes. To make that argument, he famously noted that he pays fewer taxes on a percentage basis than his secretary and other employees, since a bulk of his wealth is in stock rather than wage income. The ability of the wealthy to bring down their taxes is nothing new. But there has been a recent rallying cry to make the rich pay more. Senator Warren Buffett, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who represents Massachusetts, launched a campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination earlier this month. Not this month, actually. I don't remember the date. Had proposed a 2% tax every year on households with assets over $50 million and 3% on households with assets over $1 billion. The super rich will always look for ways to decrease the amount of taxes they have to pay. You know, to conclude this, I heard somewhere that these countries need a little more golden rule and little less rule of gold.
Yeah.
What a true statement, man. Well, absolutely. I think that's it. Wrapping up on that note, I believe that we shouldn't keep our minds engrossed in this Panglossian thoughts. Because even the millionaires are ordinary people after all, and they'll probably find a lawyer to prove that they don't need to pay taxes. Rather, they should get some.
Yeah, right.
Okay, everyone, this was our take on this issue, and see you in the next one. Thank you.
Also, we are not of socialistic principles. We believe in capital.
Yeah. Bye, guys. See you soon. Hope you'll be there on the millionaires list. Bye, guys.
Yeah, man. Hoping to see you there.
Bye, everyone.
तू फिर आ गया
भाई
भाई कोई निकालो भाई इसको
I guess you went to sleep, right, Yash?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on now.
Stop.
Okay, so let's end it, bye. Bye, guys. Bye. Money,